This chazor is a chinesh b'achich chazor shag mem yehudim sechet zechul and daf tzadik zayin. Zok the Gemara Shmuel said the ruling of the Mishnah is only where the thigh was cooked with the gerah nasha, but if it was roasted with the gerah nasha, he simply peels off and eats all the meat until he reaches the gerah nasha. Shrek the Mara Huna said that if a baby goat was roasted with its chaylev, it's also to eat even from the tip of its ear. We see that roasting also permeates the flavor throughout, and for the Gemara, fats are different because their fatty nature causes it to permeate throughout the entire piece of meat. Shrek the Mara Rabbi Rechana said that in an actual case with a baby goat, Rabbi Yechanan allowed the person to peel off and eat all the meat until he reached the chaylev. And for the Gemara, that baby goat was very lean, and therefore there was little fatty substance to make it permeate throughout. Second teretz, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda said the case was regarding a kidney that was roasted along with its chaylev, and it was there that Rabbi Yechanan allowed it because there's a membrane that separates the kidney from the chaylev, and that's why it's allowed. Third teretz, Rav Bar Avada said the case brought to Rabbi Yechanan was regarding a small non-kosher fish that was mixed in a pot of meat. Rabbi Yechanan said that they should give it to a non-Jewish chef to taste to determine if the taste of the fish was present in the mixture. If there was no taste of the non-kosher fish, it would be mutter. Rava said initially, I didn't understand the following brisa. Brisa says, one should not cook milk in a pot in which meat was cooked, and if he did, it becomes usur if the meat imparts flavor into the milk. Also, one should not cook chulin in a pot in which truma was cooked, and if he did, it becomes usur to a non-kayin if the truma imparts a flavor into the chulin. Now, with regard to the chulin and the truma, we can have a kayin taste it to determine if the flavor of the truma is present. However, how can we determine if the flavor of meat is present in the milk? A yid can't taste it to make that determination. Now that Rabbi Yechanan has said we can trust a non-Jewish chef to determine taste, we can say that that's what the brisa means as well. Where it continues, Rava said, the Rabbanan have said that sometimes the status of a mixture is based on its taste. The Rabbanan have said that sometimes the status of a mixture is based on the determination of the taste of a non-Jewish chef. And the Rabbanan have said that sometimes the status of a mixture is based on whether there's 60 times as much of one item compared to the other. The rule is as follows. When the mixture is of two mutter items that are not of like kind, like for example, truma mixed in chulin, so we follow taste. We give it to a kayan to taste it. When the mixture is of two items that are not of like kind and one of them is usur, we give it to a non-Jewish chef to determine taste. And when the mixture is of two items of like kind so that we can't determine based on taste, because both items have the same taste, or if the mixture is two items that are not of like kind, but one of them is usur, and there is no non-Jewish chef over here to determine taste, then we apply the 1-60 rule. Mar says, once happened in the house of Reish Galusa, that the thighs were salted with the gerah nasha in them. Ravina said the thighs become usur, but Rav Acha, the son of Rav, said that they were mutter. They asked Mar Bar Avashi, who said that his father said they were mutter in such a case. Rav Acha, the son of Rav, asked Ravina, you're basing your ruling on the ruling of Shmuel that says that something that's salted is like something that's hot, and something that's pickled is like something that was cooked. But based on that, you're saying that it's as if the thigh and the gid were heated together. However, we have learned that Shmuel said that only cooking the thigh with the gid makes the thigh usur, but roasting would not, so salting shouldn't either. The Gemara says this remains a kasha. Zakti Gemara Vaiter. Rav Hanina said, when we measure a mixture to see if there's 60 times a mutter item compared to the usur item, we take into account the gravy, the sediments, which are the small pieces and the spices that gather in the bottom of the pot, the mutter pieces, and even the pot. Some say the pot refers to the actual walls of the pot. Others say it refers to whatever may have been absorbed into the walls of the pot. Rabbi Yevo, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, said, with regard to all the Yisurim in the Torah, other than Gerah Nasha, which the Mishnah gave the method with which we measure, so they're measured when it can't actually be tasted. Let's say they're like kind, or it's not like kind, but there's no non-Jewish chef present. So we measure it by viewing it, the usur items, as if they were onions or leek. And if the onions or leek in that amount would impart flavor on mutter items, it would be usur. Rabbi Abba asked Abaya, why don't we view the usur items as if they're pepper or spices, which don't become bottle even in 1,000 times as much? Abaya said, the Rabbanan assessed that there is no usur item that gives stronger taste than onions and leek. So Rav Nachman said the Gerah Nasha becomes bottle in 60, but the Gerah Nasha itself is not counted towards the 60. It has to be 60 times the gid besides the gid itself. An udder becomes bottle in 60, and the udder itself is part of the count of 60. An egg becomes bottle in 60, but the usur egg itself is not counted in the count of 60. Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Mashashi, said the udder itself remains usur, even though all the other meat in the pot is mutter. If the udder, which became bottle, then fell into another pot of meat, it would make that other pot usur as well. Rav Ashi said, we asked in the yeshiva of Kahana, do we need 60 times the whole udder or only 60 times the milk that's in the udder? The Gemara said it's obvious that it's 60 times the entire udder because we have no idea how much milk there is in the udder since all the milk is released from the udder during the cooking process. In fact, if this is so, why is it that when the udder falls into another pot of meat, it makes the other pot usur, but it could be, since there's no milk in the udder at that point anymore? And for the Gemara, since Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rav Shashi, said that the udder itself remains usur, Rabbanan gave it the status as a piece of the veil itself, which therefore always remains usur.